Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Chulin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah we're being learned with Chosas Abbas Rachel, Shishi Bezecher to find Ruziva Gahagon, Bikar of Mamish. And we're discussing Trefus, this time with birds. The Mishnah tells us, Ve'ilu Trefus Ba'if, the following Trefus are in birds. Nukuvas HaVeshet, the Veshet, the food pipe had a hole in it. Psukas HaGargares, if the Gargares, the windpipe, had a cut that goes more than halfway through it, that's the width. Hikata Chulda al Raisha, Makam Sha'isa Trefa. If a weasel hit it or bit it or dug its nails into the head in a place where it's going to make it a Trefa, which means that it's able to go deep enough that's going to hit that inner membrane of the brain, which we had mentioned two Mishnayos ago, that makes it a trefa. Nikava kurkavan. If the kurkavan got a hole in it, what's the kurkavan? So what happens in a bird is that it eats its food, it goes into something called the zefek, which is the crop. That's basically where the food is stored until it moves on further. Then it goes into the kurkavan, the gizzard in English. That's where the food is crushed up, and then it's moved into the intestines. So if that kurkavan has a hole in it going all the way through, it's a trefa. Nikvu hadakin. If the intestines have a hole in them, it's also a trefa. On to another case, Nafal Ur. Let's say this bird fell into a fire, Venechmeru Bnei Me'el, and its insides got burned. It went through the skin and burned the insides. So Imirukim Psulim. If they're green, they're pasul. Madum Kshem, if they're red, they're kosher. Now, this doesn't mean it has to be green or red. It just means if the insides of the bird are usually red and they turned green because of the fire, then you know it's a trefa. But if they stayed red, then it's fine. Now, if it happens to be that this bird's insides are green, so then it's the other way around. If they turned red, then they're problematic, but if they stayed green, then they're fine. Mishnah continues with other situations. Darsa, if this bird was stepped on, or Trafa B'Kaisel was knocked really hard against the wall, Aishritzatz the Behema, or an animal crushed it. And all these cases, Mefarcheses, it's fluttering, it's flapping about, it can move, but it can't walk normally, it's not acting like regular. So also, we have to see what the story is. Vishasa Me'es La'es, if we waited 24 hours, that's Me'es La'es, and it didn't die, and Ushchata, it was Shechted K'sheretz Kasher, that's only after a check. We have to make sure that there's no Trefus inside it, but as long as that happened, then it's perfectly fine. On to Mishnah Dalet, now we have the flip side, Ve'elu K'sheres Ba'ev, the following things say that a bird is still kosher and doesn't make it a trefa. Nikva Gargares, if the Gargares, the windpipe has a hole in it, Ashenistaga, or it has a cut, and that's not widthwise, but lengthwise. Hikata Chulda Al-Raisha, Makam She'ino Aisa Trefa, a weasel hit it or bit it or scratched it or dug its fingernails in, is on its head, in a place where it doesn't make it a trefa, meaning it can't reach all the way till that inner membrane of the brain. Nikav HaZefek, if the crop had a hole in it, remember we said the crop is the place where the food is stored until it gets to the kurkavan, the gizzard, where it gets crushed up. So if that has a hole in it, it's fine. And Rebbe Yomar Filo Nital, Rebbe says, even if the crop was removed, it's not there at all, or maybe just a little piece of it is there, it's still fine because food could still pass from the food pipe into the kurkavan and it's okay. Another din, Yatu Bnei Me'ahav Oloi Nikvu, let's say something happened and the bird's Bnei Me'ayim, its insides came out, let's say it got cut open, so the insides came out, but they didn't have a hole in them. There's no hole in these insides. Or Nishtabru Gapeha, its wings got broken, or Nishtabru Agleh, its legs got broken, or Nimrtu Knafeha, its wings got removed. Basically, all the outer feathers, which are the large ones, they got removed. A bird does not necessarily need these feathers. It's not part of the basic survival of the bird, and therefore, in all these cases, it's kosher, it's not considered a trefa. Rabbi Hudaimer, he says, Im Nitla HaNoitza Psula. If the Noitza was removed, so then it's not okay. What's the Noitza? So these are what we would call down, which is like the soft, fluffy feathers. That makes it a trefa because the bird actually needs these to protect its own body, and that's similar to the case two Mishnayos ago of taking off the animal's skin, and in such a case, it's pusul. We're going to stop here for the day and continue with Mishnah Hay with more situations regarding the animal. And on to Mishnah Vav regarding simanim, how we know if an animal is kosher or not. That's quite a big one, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.